Lesson 37. Letters of Condolence. Key Sentences. 698. On behalf of my colleagues and myself, I am writing to send you our most sincere condolences on the sad occasion of the death of your general manager.
699. I was most grieved to learn about the death of your dear mother. Please accept my deepest condolences upon this sad event.
700. I wish there were something I could do to lighten the burdens of your grief.
701. Please let me know when the funeral is to take place, as I would like to attend it and pay the last mark of respect to the spirit of the deceased.
702. I've just heard that Mrs. Johnson has passed away. Both my wife and I were shocked and saddened at this sad news.
703. It was with profound shock and sorrow that I learned of the death of your amiable wife. She was a kind lady and loved by all who knew her.
704. I know words are not much of a comfort at a time like this, but I hope you know your grief is shared by so many good friends, and I most sincerely wish you to go through this misery in due time.
705. The news of the death of your husband came to us as a great shock. There's not much we can say at a time like this.
706. We know only too well the shock and grief you are suffering today. Our hearts are filled with sympathy for you both.
707. Recalling the dear, benign look of the deceased during her lifetime, I tender my sincere condolences on your sad bereavement.
708. I heard of the loss of your father today, and I know how you must feel. I just can't tell you how sorry I am. I would do anything to ease your sorrow if I only could.
709. But for the sake of the other children and in consideration of your health, we pray you do not oversorrow yourself.
710. I feel that a mother's sorrow for the loss of a beloved child can't be assuaged by the commonplace condolence.
711. Your mournful letter has just reached me. My regret and sorrow are beyond expression at this sad event.
712. It's the least we could do. Do take care of yourself. Sample 1. Dear Mr. Anderson, on behalf of my colleagues and myself, I am writing to send you our most sincere condolences on the sad occasion of the death of the general manager of your corporation. Mr. Shelby was a great man in the business circles, whose departure is a grievous loss not only to your corporation, but also to the business circles of our city. Please accept our deepest sympathy and convey our sympathy to his family. Yours sincerely, Betty. Sample 2.
Dear Arthur, I was most grieved to learn of the death of your dear mother. Please accept my very deepest condolences upon this sad event. I can well imagine the sorrow and shock experienced by your family at her sudden passing, especially to you who were so devoted to the deceased. How serious the blow must be. Please let me know when the funeral is to take place, as I much wish to attend it and pay the last mark of respect to the spirit of the deceased. I wish there was something I could do to lighten the burden of your grief. Affectionately yours, Tony.
Sample 3.
Dear Samuel, it was with profound shock and sorrow that I learned of the death of your amiable wife. She was a very kind lady and loved by all who knew her. I know words are not much of a comfort at a time like this, but I hope you know your grief is shared by many of your friends and it's our most sincere wish that you go through this misery in due time. With profoundest sympathy, affectionately yours, Tom.
Sample 4. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Longfellow, we have just learned with deepest sorrow and regret of the death of your little boy. He was very lovely and loved by all who knew him. We know only too well the shock and grief you are suffering today. Our hearts are filled with sympathy for you both. If there's anything we can do for you, please don't hesitate to inform us. Sincerely yours, Isabel and Anthony.